Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can follow me online by just typing in Mark Parham Podcast on Spotify, and then on Rumble, type in Mark Parham, and I should pop up. Also, you can follow me on YouTube by just typing in Mark Parham. So I was thinking about California, and when people talk about California, they always talk about it being a liberal place and, you know, a place where, you know, you have weak laws when it comes to criminals and things like that. And when you think about California, everybody always blames the illegal immigrants and, you know, black people and criminals and all this other stuff. But when you really think about things, the people that are destroying California are actually white men. And just follow me here. California, every year or so, they elect Democrats, they elect, you know, a governor, just like any other state. But if you look at it, every year, all of the people that win, or the majority of the state, are Democrats. And I'm not just talking about regular Democrats, I'm talking about like really liberal Democrats. And the people that give these liberal Democrats money are the tech founders, businessmen that are rich, movie stars, people that work in Hollywood, musicians. They're the people that keep on writing these huge checks to people like Gavin Newsom and some of these mayors that you see that are, you know, just weird, in my opinion. They are the people that keep those folks in power. And so when are people going to speak out about, you know, some of the white men that are helping those people stay in power? I mean, if you look at what's going on with California with, you know, them being weak on crime, how there's criminals that can do a crime and it can be, you know, written up as a misdemeanor. Well, who controls the legal system out there? I mean, who are the people that build the jails? Who are the people that are, you know, the judges in the courtrooms? You know, who are the people that are giving these politicians money to run against Democrats? I mean, against Republicans. Rich white men, when you think about it. And I think it's a side that's never talked about. I mean, it's easy to point the finger at, you know, just, oh, well, look at the immigrants or look at the black people. They're committing crimes. They're doing this and doing that. But, you know, you got to look at the people that really have the power in a state like California. And let's be honest, the people that really control California are not black. The people who really control California are white people, especially white men that have money, that have access, that own the businesses, that those are the people that determine the laws. Those are the people that, you know, whenever somebody needs to raise money for a fundraiser, they go to those people. And nobody wants to talk about that. It almost reminds me of when you go on Twitter. When you go on Twitter, there'll be people say, oh, well, you know, politicians are this, this, and that, and blah, 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 and this is, politicians don't know what they're talking about, all this other stuff. And I say, you know what? Don't just look at the politician, but look at the people that fund the politicians. You know, you can't get, you can't always get angry at, let's say, a politician somewhere in New York and say, oh, they're liberal and they're trying to pass all these gay laws and they're trying to enforce the gay agenda. It's easy to blame those people. It's easy to blame the politician, but we don't say, well, who's writing the check for that politician? Is it somebody on Wall Street? You know, there's so many names behind the scenes that people will never know about. And like I said, California is just, it's a cesspool right now. I don't see why anybody would want to live in the state because it's just all over the place. I mean, California, it doesn't even look like a state that's safe. You have a man like Gavin Newsom and, you know, a man like Gavin Newsom that's running the state into the ground, I think. And businesses want to leave. The taxes are high. The state is a mess. But again, yes, we look at a person like Gavin Newsom, he gets the blame, and he should. Who's funding Gavin Newsom? Who's writing the checks so Gavin Newsom can campaign? You know, we really have to get to the root of the problem and look at the people that are financing a lot of these folks that we've never heard about. I mean, it's easy to say, oh, George Soros did this and George Soros does that. But No, they, some of these folks in California, a lot of them have backing by a lot of powerful white businessmen that work in you know, Wall Street and work in, you know, New York City and San Francisco and run tech companies. Those people are like, you know, in the shadows because they're not as popular and they're never talked about. A lot of what goes on in California's, you know, is basically a lot of powerful folks from Hollywood and in the tech companies, you know, make a lot of stuff happen as far as the money side of things. The politician is basically almost like the puppet, and the people that are writing the checks, that are financing campaigns, those are the puppet masters, and they never get talked about. And I know I'm rambling right now. It sounds like I'm just going off the rails, but it just amazes me. And again, you look at people like Mark Zuckerberg. You look at, I think his name is Reid Hoffman of LinkedIn. People should really sit back and say, well, you know what? Who are they spending, who are they writing checks to? Who are they funding? What things are they trying to, what legislation are they trying to pass in California? Those are the things people, I mean, people need to keep their eye on that ball instead of always, oh, well, Gavin Newsom or this. I mean, Gavin Newsom and people like that, he deserves a lot of blame, but he's a figurehead. And I'm not taking any responsibility off of him, but when are we going to get at some of the, when are we going to talk about some of these guys who are worth $10 and $20 billion or hundreds of billions of dollars? Those are the real movers and shakers of some of those states. And because people are so distracted, they keep their eye off the ball and always think it's the politician. No, the politician's going to do whatever people in corporate America tell them to do. And so as long as folks who are businessmen, rich businessmen, are writing the checks, those politicians are going to do whatever they say, whatever those people tell them to do. If the politician, if a person like, let's just say a Mark Zuckerberg says, you know what, we want the street signs to be purple, then California will go and pass a law where the street signs have to be purple. So it's almost one of those type of relationships where it's like the person says jump and the other person says how high. It's almost like, you know, what goes on in politics. And also, I want to speak about Donald Trump. You know, it's so sad that the Democrats are having to use all of these laws and all this just underhanded type of stuff to make sure Donald Trump never gets back into the White House. And what they don't realize is that with all of these tactics they're using, they're only making people support him more. Because before, they could hide the corruption a little bit and make people think, oh, this is a conspiracy theory that we're trying to do hit this to Trump and that to Trump. But it's like now it's just out in the open. I mean, Donald Trump has been through more court cases than I've ever seen. I mean, we didn't even do all this for Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton was out there messing with people's, messing with women and doing all sorts of stuff. And it's just like every 2.5 seconds, there's a new Donald Trump court case. There's a woman who said this happened. There's this happening in his real estate business. You notice all of these things didn't happen until Donald Trump ran for president and won. When Donald Trump was running for president before, people took it as a joke. And then when he won, it's like, oh, well, let's sue him for this. Let's sue him for that. And it just goes to show you that how desperate the Democrats are. Black people are waking up to the Democrats, Hispanics, Asians, even Jewish people. Jewish people are seeing what happened on October 7th in their country. And they're looking at, you know, how the Democrats are just, you know, just all over the place. They support you 1 minute and don't support you the next. And so people are really tired of the Democrat Party. And it's not just Democrat voters in the suburbs, but also I looked at one story where it was folks in Chicago that are supporting Trump. Now, you know, it's bad when people in Chicago, black people in the cities of Chicago, in a city like Chicago, going out there and putting on, you know, red Make America Great hats. And so that just shows you what's going on. So again, if Trump doesn't win this election, then I don't know what to say, but Trump doesn't win this election, it'll definitely be, it'd be because of, you know, some hanky-panky behind the scenes. I think Trump's base of support is stronger now than it was before. Before, people were on the fence. He had his supporters, but I think now people want Donald Trump back in the White House. And like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't win you know, 40 of the 50 states or even more than 40 states, because people are just tired of Joe Biden and his policies aren't working for America. So again, please follow me on YouTube by just typing in Mark Parham Podcast. Not Mark Parham Podcast. Follow me on YouTube by just typing in Mark Parham and I should pop up. But again, enjoy your day.